Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, several traders started to challenge hedge funds that had severely sold short the stock of selected publicly traded companies. The concept was that by increasing demand to own these stocks, price increases would be magnified as the short sellers were forced to also buy the stock to minimize their billions of dollars of losses. Once this tactic profitably worked with some of these stocks, these traders looked for other assets where they might repeat the process. The silver commodity market is one where short sellers in the New York COMEX are liable to deliver over 1 year's worth of worldwide new mine output. The COMEX registered inventories as of late last week were only enough silver to cover less than 17% of potential demand for delivery. With short sellers far oversold, the silver market was prime for a buying surge. That is the nature of paper contracts such as the COMEX silver futures markets. Most investors in those markets are investing in the price and don't want physical delivery of the metal. Most long and short sellers in these markets cash out their position before maturity, often to replace them with contracts with maturity dates further in the future. But since people who own commodity contracts have the option to request delivery of the underlying assets at contract maturity, a supply squeeze in the physical market for more than the past year gives investors an incentive to purchase a COMEX contract from a short seller to ask for delivery of the physical metal. From the COMEX silver close on Monday last week to Monday this week, the price of silver has jumped more than 15%. Monday's COMEX closing price was the highest for silver in almost 7 years. Demand for physical product has soared so much that retailers and wholesalers are running out of product for immediate delivery. The Liberty Coin Service's deep inventory is holding out better than most of our competition. The premiums above silver spot at which products are selling have been going up. However, the recent price surge is not the major move we expect for silver. For more details on why and how this will occur, come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.